Good morning. Today's reading is taken from Pavan by Keith Roberts, beginning at page 125. The workshop was dim and low-roofed, lit only by a pair of barrel and round-topped windows at its far end. Along the walls of rough-dressed ashlar, stone slabs stood in lines. In one corner of the chamber was a massive sink, fed by crudely fashioned pipes and taps. Beside it a bench. There was a faint tang in the air, the raw, sharp smell of wet sand. At the bench a man was working. He was short and ruddy-faced, slightly portly and robed in the dark crimson of the Adhelminians. As he worked, he whistled between his teeth, faintly and tunelessly. The habit had more than once brought down on the tonsured head of Brother John the disapproval of his superiors, but it was a part of his nature and unstoppable. On the bench in front of the monk lay a slab of limestone, some 2 feet long by 4 or more inches thick. Beside it were boxes of silver sand. Brother John was engaged in grinding the surface of the stone, pouring the sand through wells in a circular iron muller, which he afterwards spun with some dexterity, whirling an emulsion of water and abrasive across the slab. The job was both tiring and exacting. When finished, the stone must have no trace of bowing in either direction. From time to time he checked it for concavity, laying a steel straight edge across its surface. After some hours, the slab was nearing completion, and its most critical stage. The grain texture imparted by the muller must also be free of blemish. Master Albrecht would be certain to detect any irregularity, and Brother John knew very well what would result. From his scrip, the master printer would produce a short steel bodkin kept for the purpose, and with its tip incise a deep cross on the limestone slab, which it would be John's pleasure to grind away. He had, in fact, just finished erasing one such insignium of the great man's disapproval. He washed the stone down carefully, employed a length of hose attached to one of the taps. He checked its flatness once more, working delicately, avoiding all contact of his admittedly greaseless fingers. The slightest suspicion of grease, a smudge of fat from the tympan of a press, the brushing of a sweaty hand, would spell disaster. In fact, for their finest work, the monks of the lithography section wore linen masks to avoid contaminating the stones with their breath. All was in order. John proceeded, still whistling, to apply the last delicate graining, using for the purpose the finest of the stacked grades of sand. The job was finally done. A last critical examination of the beautiful creamy surface, and he washed the stone down again, leaning it against the wall to swill the grit from its bottom and sides. Then he carried it puffing across the workshop, edged it onto the platform of a small lift set in the thickness of the wall. A tug at the bell pull beside it, a faint answering jangle from above, and the object of his labour was drawn smoothly upward out of sight. He tidied his equipment, returning the trays of sand to their labelled shelves and scrubbing down the sink. The floor drain clogged noisily. He rootled in it with a stick till the last of the water had sluiced away, then followed the stone by a twisting staircase to the upper air. In contrast to the grinding shop, the main litho studio was lofty and bright. Tall windows opened onto a vista of rolling hills, the lush farm country of the Dorset and Somerset border, gay now with April sunshine. Along one wall of the room, more stones were stacked, beside another low dais, gave to the desk of Master Albrecht a dignity fitting his position. Behind the desk was the door to his diminutive office, a cubicle full to overflowing with bills, invoices, receipts for that and this. Beside it another door opened into the ink store, where cans of delicious colour were stacked in rows on slatted pinewood shelves. The ink store too had its distinctive smell, rich and sweet. Behind the tables on a second raised plinth stood the presses, 3 of them spaced out along the wall, gleaming clean, Master Albrecht's pride and chief delight. Here ends the reading. Have a very good day.